welcome to your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. That's what Jerry and I like to say each and every weekday. I'm Debbie Giorgiani with Jerry Usher and definitely you, because you're going to weigh in on this topic today. We're asking the question, who do you admire in life? That's the question today, but we want to say hello to Jerry. Hi, Jerry. How you doing?
Hey, Deb. Doing pretty well. A little bit of nasal congestion. I think something kind of going around. I think not just here at the seminary, but in a lot of places. A lot of people battling some of those winter things right now. But other than that, feeling pretty good. The back is feeling better. For those who don't know, I had pretty major back surgery on December 9th. Spent a month in the hospital. Just got out on January 10th. So I've only been back at the seminary for about a week and a half. But I am walking mostly without the walker now. So that's good progress. And I am so grateful for all of your prayers.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll continue the prayers, yeah, definitely, because we want full recovery. So I didn't realize you were on a walker. So, oh, wow. So you're going to class with a walker?
Yeah, I've been getting around. Like I said, mostly going without it now, just using it for the long hallways. And there are some long hallways here. But I'm encouraged by my progress. And Debbie, we're praying for you as well.
Thank you. Thank you. Tomorrow is the second surgery. I'm actually looking forward to it again. I was looking forward to the first one because I was almost completely blind. And now I'm this one. I just can't wait to get it over with. And I just thank you for the prayers and all the Take Two family. You guys are awesome. You have the biggest hearts ever. I just love you to pieces. And we're journeying together. You know, we Take Two for 9.5 years is all about, you know, the ups and downs, twists and turns of life. But we're doing it together. Just like today's show, we ask a question, you weigh in on it. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. If you're listening, you're part of the Take Two family. So we've got to do this because it's important. People are listening. Jerry, I mean, you and I talk about this all the time. Souls are listening. They're absorbing in the privacy of their cars, in their homes, sometimes behind prison walls and hospital rooms. And it's important that show up in a big way. What do you say, Jer?
Well, absolutely, and that happens every day on this program. We know it's going to happen today. And for all of us, I know there are people that we look up to, we respect, we admire. We really kind of wish we had some of their qualities or traits. Who would that be for you, Take Two family, today? That is your question. Best time to call is always right now, start of the show. Matt Kubinski is screening the calls. Rich Jesse, I believe, is on social media today, and Michael McCall is our producer. And the phone number for you to get connected is 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
So who do you admire in life? Now, I know that you may, have the most obvious right in front of you, right? Like your spouse. And you know, that's who I chose when I prayed about this topic. And it's not because Marty may be listening or anything like that. And it's not because, well, he's my spouse, I should say that. I really do admire Marty, and I'll tell you why. I don't think it's very easy to be married to me. Well, no.
You said it.
Hey, very funny, okay? All right. Now, I tend to be a bit of a perfectionist. I'm a bit of a high achiever. I kind of get caught up in the details of things. I want things done like in a proper way. That's just the way I was. My brain is wired. I guess I could say that maybe it's from my Catholic school upbringing. I don't know. But I think it takes a special person to journey alongside me in life. And Marty, I think, is just so wonderful because he's willing to learn. He's willing to grow. He's amazing. He's got a good disposition and he's fun to be around. And I think that helps a person like me who's a perfectionist just to kind of lighten up and keep a sense of humor. What do you say, Jer? You would agree, right?
I would absolutely agree. I admire Marty tremendously. And as I was thinking and praying about this, this is maybe going to sound like a cop-out answer, but I admire the Take Two family. I mm-hmm. really do. Mm-hmm. First semester here at the seminary, the rector asked me to set the radio show aside and just get myself immersed in the life and the goings-on at the seminary. And so I did that. And Debbie, I admire you too, of course, for keeping the show going and the show team. But you Take Two family, you just nailed it every day of every week of every month. When Debbie was on here solo, you all did a great job. So hats off to you, the mm-hmm. Take Two family. And I want to hear from you today. Every one of us has somebody or maybe multiple people in our lives that we admire. And who would that be for you? And why? You know, and when we always tell you on this show, you have something to say to the world, and the world wants to hear what you say, because you're going to inspire others to maybe think, you know, people might be thinking, Debbie, right now, well, gosh, I don't know, who do I admire in my life? And what somebody, the listeners share on the program could trigger some greater, deeper appreciation in our listeners' lives for someone that they know.
Mm-hmm. Very true. Very true. And I so agree with you, Jerry, in your assessment of the Take-Two family. Like I said, biggest hearts ever. You guys are amazing. But with phone lines are just starting to light up, so this means it's a perfect time for you to call in. Who do you admire in life? Think about it for just a minute and then call in. You'll speak to Matt. He is wonderful to talk to. He'll chat with you for a few minutes. He'll put you on hold. You'll get to listen live and you'll slip right into the discussion and you'll be on air and you can share with the world who you admire most at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And Jerry, it's no secret. I'll just tell you, because I've said it many times on radio, I really feel like I have been blessed with two of the greatest co-hosts in the world, you, Jerry Usher, mm-hmm. and Adam Bly. And I'm you introduced me to Adam, so you're responsible for that. And I am just so blessed. You two are just the finest individuals, kind, caring, loving, faithful, amazing. You're willing to put up with me because, again, I'm a perfectionist. It's tough to be. It's tough, and I know. But it's just a beautiful thing. So I just want to thank you for being the person that you are as well, Jerry.
Oh well, thank you, Deb. You're very kind. And what about you, Take-Two family? As Debbie said, the lines are filling up, but there are a couple still open right now. And we have room for several of you. And if you aren't able to get it through immediately, there is kind of a queue. We call it that, kind of the waiting area, the green room. So we work our way through as many calls as we can every day on this program. And today you have a chance to really tell the world, you know, do a little bragging on somebody. Mm-hmm. They may or may not be listening. They may or may not be embarrassed by what you have to say. But you know what? The way we feel about people says a lot about us, and of course it says a whole lot about them. So our topic today is, who do you admire, somebody that you admire in life? And we will get to your calls here momentarily at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. We have Karen screened already and Jason, and there's room for you, so join us. Who do you admire? Let us know here today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Getting off to a great start here. Who do you admire in life? We'd love to hear from you. Just dial in 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Please, if you feel prompted by the Spirit, say yes to the Holy Spirit and call in, because you have something to share, just like Jerry said earlier, and the world needs to hear it. We're going to get to Karen in just a moment. Karen, hang on. Don't go anywhere. If you have the MyTuner app, you can listen to EWTN Radio's live stream. All you have to do is open the MyTuner app and search EWTN. Jerry.
All right, very good. So many ways to listen to the program and various ways to contribute to the conversation. You can put your comments in the YouTube and Facebook chat sections, or we'd love to hear your voice, 833-288-3986. Tell us about someone you admire in life and why that is. What makes them so respectable, so admirable, someone that you really look up to and maybe wish you had some of their traits or characteristics, 833-288-3986. Okay, as Debbie promised, we'll go to Karen, Mount Vernon, Ohio, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thanks for taking my call today.
Sure. So who is it for
my
you?
My person that I want to talk about is my best friend, Reggie. Reggie's this amazing person who suffers from a rare genetic disorder, and she does so many things for so many people. For sometimes not only does she not get rewarded, but things happen that are really paying her back in a nasty way, and it never daunts her. She just keeps on giving and giving and giving.
Wow. Well, that sounds like a fantastic friend. And you have been blessed, Karen. I don't know if you've had other people in your life like that, but as you're describing that, you know, it's bringing to my mind some people that I have known that really had that impact on me, you know, in my life up until this point. Debbie, you probably were thinking something along the similar lines.
Absolutely. About Reggie, Karen, may I ask you a couple questions? Does she talk about God? What does she say about God? I'm curious.
Oh, she loves God. She totally loves God. Now, she's not Catholic, but I don't think sometimes that's a big deal when you're so into giving people things and of themselves from God. You know? You know what I'm saying? I'd like to see her be a Catholic, of course, but she isn't.
She has a relationship with Jesus?
Yes, she does, most assuredly.
Yeah, so beautiful. she's living what Jesus commands, you know, to love God and to love neighbor, and she's doing that. But and you said she's getting hit with a lot of things. You know, it's very interesting because we hear that a lot, right, Jerry? We get a lot of emails from Take Two family members, and they'll say, you know, I just don't understand it. You know, my life was, I was kind of flying under the radar for a long time, and then I became, you know, uber religious, and then I started getting all these illnesses and ailments and problems and things. Like, what's going on? What do you say to that, Jerry? I'm curious because Karen brought up, like, things are hitting her friend Reggie in a big way, but she just keeps going.
Well, yeah, I don't like to attribute everything to, you know, the enemy, but we do get attacked, especially when we get really serious and go deeper in our relationship with God. And I can just point at my own, you know, circumstance. I've been back in the seminary. It's been one thing after another, including the recent back surgery. So, but again, these are things that God allows to happen, and so that we can become stronger, be more faithful disciples, trust Him even more. And Karen, it sounds like that's the type of friend Reggie is for you.
You know, she's had some, it's odd because some of the people that she has given so much to, she gives personally to them. Mm-hmm. Like a family that was homeless, she put them up in her camper, on her property, and cooked them up and paid for everything. And they repaid her by stealing her truck.
Oh, no.
And she still has not lost that spirit of just giving to everyone.
Wow.
Bless if she heart. Sees a need, she'll manage to handle it. And I don't know how she does it. She's on a limited income. She has her own health issues. She is a retired veteran, so she served her country.
Mm.
I mean, she's just this amazing person, and I am so pleased to have her in my life. I thank God for her every day. I have lost all three of my siblings in the last 3 years, and she's been there for me every day.
Oh, we're sorry for the losses of your siblings, but you've got a dear friend who's walking with you during during those deepest times of loss. So that's huge to have a person next to you.
It is.
Wow.
Extremely. So I couldn't let this go by without talking about Reggie.
Oh, that's so. And thank her, right, Jerry, for serving our country.
Thank her for that. Yeah, for her service. And it sounds like, Karen, you're the type of person that Reggie would say a lot of similar things about as well. You sound like a really wonderful friend and just a great woman, a woman of faith. And thank you for listening, Karen. Will you call us again sometime? We'd love to hear from you again.
Yeah, I'm not a first-time caller. I've called several times.
Oh, good.
Oh, good. Thanks,
you're
Karen.
You're a huge part of the Take-Two family. All right, Karen, thank you so much. Who is it that you admire? Tell us about someone you really have a great admiration or respect for. That is our topic on the program today. On this show, we break life down, you know, not just from the macro level, but down to the micro level. And that's our topic today is tell us about someone you admire. 833-288-3986.
Okay, we'll go to Kathy, and Kathy is in Columbia, South Carolina, on Catholic Radio in South Carolina. Hi, Kathy. Thanks for waiting, and welcome.
Hi, how you doing?
We're doing well, thank you. Go right ahead.
Go right ahead, Kathy.
Okay, the person I admire the most is my daughter. Her name is Shanita Jennings. And Shanita is 11, intelligent, and she'll give her heart. if she can, she will give her heart to you. And Shanita been diagnosed with lupus. You know, like I was telling him, one day she was up and walking. The next day, she, you know, her whole body is getting attacked. And I was wondering, you know, why things happen to good people. Just like the lady said before, who you were talking to, why bad things happen to good people and godly people.
Well, you know, Kathy, your daughter, Shanita, I think you mentioned she's 11 and has a very, very giving heart. We're going to pray for her health needs definitely going forward, starting every day with fervent prayers along with the entire Take-Two family around the world. But what I wanted to say, Kathy, is maybe you don't stop and ponder this frequently enough. Maybe you haven't at all. But for Shanita, at the age of 11, to be the one you look up to and admire, she has to get that from somewhere or someone. And it sounds like you have just really done a fantastic job of, you know, raising her, molding her, shaping her heart. Have you ever thought about that, Kathy, that, you know, the parents' influence on a child? Has that crossed your mind with regard to Shanita?
Oh, wait, let me correct you. She's not 11.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I think you say she was 11,
yeah,
but she's like 45.
Oh, okay. I did misunderstand
yes,
you.
And I was wondering about that, you know, like you said, you know, if she's, you know, intelligent, smart, and but she might have got some of it from me, but I put a lot of time with my children as they growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the world would criticize you and say, oh, she's smart and intelligent. Where'd she get that from? She didn't get it from you. But I know what I put in.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have something I wanted to ask, Kathy. I put Shanita in our prayer book, just like Jerry had shared, that the Take-Two family will get behind and cover her with prayer. But I wanted to ask, I'm just curious, where is she with God? Does she have a relationship with God, Kathy?
Oh, yes. She goes to church, and she has a relationship, and she understands kind of what's going on with her because she knows that Satan, you know, don't know how to love. He don't know how to heal. Only thing he know how to do is, you know, break everybody down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make you depressed and, you know, make your body hurt and send his little children your way to hurt you. That's how I put it.
Right.
Well, Kathy, you know, God, it's been said, you know, God loans children to parents, you know, and the greatest responsibility that you have in raising them, of course, soon as they're adults, they're more or less on their own, but the biggest responsibility you have is kind of building that foundation for them so that they are going to be with God for all eternity, but even prior to that, make, you know, wonderful, you know, constructive and beautiful, positive contributions to the world around them. So, God bless you, Kathy, for being, it sounds like, a wonderful mom. I think you mentioned you had other kids as well, and I'm sure they're equally, you know, you're equally proud and admirable. They're admirable for you as well. But thanks for calling in and sharing about Shanita, okay?
All right. Thank you, and God bless you all, too.
God bless you, Kathy.
Thank you, Kathy. Okay, Kathy's going to free a phone line there, and you can call in and tell us who you admire in life and why. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And Jerry, we're getting messages. Please wave to everyone on social media, YouTube. They want you to wave. They're saying you look very nice in those clerics there. So.
Yeah, in case anybody's wondering, this is how we dress here at the seminary with clerics, which are the priestly clothes. So not to confuse anyone, I'm not a priest yet. God willing, that will happen in about 3.5 years. But I should also just, I want to get a quick plug before we go to Katie. You know, I am at Pope St. John the 23rd National Seminary in Weston, Massachusetts, just outside of Boston. And this was erected and started by Cardinal Richard Cushing in 1964. I think I have his name right. It's Cardinal Cushing, I know. But it was 1964 for the express purpose of forming men who are a little bit older in their priestly vocation. So if there's anybody out there, believe me, I can tell you, if you thought the window of opportunity had passed you by, if you've ever sensed, even right now at this point in your life, you could be 50, 60, we have guys here in their 70s.
Wow.
You could be thinking, that can't be the Holy Spirit. It can't be God making me think about the priesthood. just give a call, okay? Go to the website. It's psjs.edu, a very easy website to remember. It's for Pope St. John Seminary, psjs.edu. The phone number is there. Maureen, who's the executive administrator, assistant to the rector, Father Brian Kiley, would love to talk with you. Father Kiley would. Any of us. So, yeah, please go to psjs.edu, and we'd love to have you consider if the Lord is calling you to join us here. So had to get that little plug out there, Deb. It's been a while since I mentioned the seminary. So
good deal. I'm glad you did, because a lot of people don't realize that late vocations, there's a lot of folks that are discerning that. So that's wonderful. Thank you for sharing. Katie is up next in Indianapolis, Indiana, on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Katie. Welcome to Take Two.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you taking my call.
Sure.
Go right ahead.
Tell us.
Yes, I wanted to call in and talk about my husband, who I just lost last Tuesday. He practiced law for over 33 years. He lost the ability to walk, talk, write, was losing the ability to eat. And my husband just became a Catholic, back in August. Mm. And I never heard him complain, not that first time ever. And he offered it to God. And I hear a lot of people complain during the day about menial things, and just like for people to remember when you can get up and you can walk and talk and get dressed and you get another day to be thankful, because my husband was thankful for every day.
Mm. Well, and Katie, our hearts are just breaking, because this has just happened. And so you're right in the middle of the grieving process. So our hearts are with you, and prayers are with you. Do you feel comfortable giving us your precious husband's first name? Because we always pray by name. Okay.
Sure, absolutely. His first name is Steve. And I wanted to let you know that in the middle of his massive stroke, which we didn't know it was massive, I found out I had 2 stage 4 cancers after 7 months of taking care of him. And I prayed to St. Jude that I would stay well enough to take care of him. And I went back to my oncologist that I had a fifth. And he said, I don't know how to tell you this, but your cancers are gone. And I was so very thankful, because I got to live, you know, another day to take care of my husband, because that's what we should do, take care of each other. Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
So we've been through a lot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But
Jerry, and if you could pray for my husband's soul. I know he went to heaven. He received last rites. He was so grateful to God. And I know that and with his immense suffering, and someone who never complained, I know that he was so valued by everyone around him, because with his attitude, it made other people think about where you are in life, why you're here, how long, you know, how short life is, and get up every day and live every moment as though you're last, and don't complain. Don't try to figure out why God does this, or why good people do that, or why good people die first. Enjoy the time that you have on earth and make every moment so you don't have regrets.
Yeah. There is a book, Katie and Debbie, and for the benefit of the Take Two family listening, called Ars Moriendi, The Art of Dying. It sounds kind of strange, but it talks about, you know, really the most important thing we're ever going to do is die, and how we go about that. If we have time to prepare, like your husband Steve did for some period of time, Katie, it is so very important. And it's not just for our own benefit, but for the benefit of so many other people. It sounds like, you know, Katie, as you're describing Steve, he has impacted, I have no doubt, a lot of lives around him in ways that you will probably never know in this lifetime. But like you said, he became Catholic in August. Praise be to God. God has a plan. He has a beautiful plan for all of our lives. And we're going to definitely keep Steve, his soul, in our prayers. Katie, and you and all of your loved ones. Okay?
Yes, Katie. Stay connected to us. You can always email us at take2@ewtn.com. And thank you for trusting us and sharing with us at this very deep time in your life. Okay, that's the Take Two family. We put it all out there, guys, so call in and share with us.
Your show is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. course, every show on EWTN is for you, but on this show, you really take the topic and you drive the program with your lived experiences, your insights, your wisdom. And today we're asking you to share with us someone you admire the most in life. There's got to be someone who fits that category for you, that description. 833-288-3986. Greg is going to be next. I want to, first of all, give out an amazing congratulations to Sacred Heart Radio, a longtime EWTN partner. And now there are two Sacred Heart Radios, one in Cincinnati, and this one that I'm talking to here is in the Pacific Northwest, Seattle, throughout the state of Washington, parts of Oregon, Idaho, Alaska, and, of course, globally via their website. They're celebrating an incredible 24 years with EWTN, and I am happy to say, and Debbie and I both have been blessed to be part of their remaining on the air over the years, helping them with pledge drives and so forth. So, Debbie, I know that you join me in congratulating Ron Belter and his great team at Sacred Heart Radio.
Oh, yes. We love Sacred Heart Radio. You guys are doing a great job. Amazing, serving the listeners. Yeah. Congratulations. I wanted to, if you're still listening, there's a ton of prayers already going up for Steve, your husband, and for you and for your family. And we're trying to hold it together. As you were sharing from your heart, it got us all very emotional. And our hearts are breaking that you're going through this. But the way you paid tribute to Steve, and it just the person that he is, and how amazing he was going through his the dying process. Wow. You really helped a lot of souls today, Katie. So just know you have a lot of prayers around you. Okay, we're going to get to Greg right now. And Greg is driving through Ohio, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Greg. Thanks for waiting and welcome.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Greg. Go right ahead.
Well, I heard Katie's message, and I've never in my life ever called into a station. And as a matter of fact, I was on another station, and I just happened to turn the dial to get to you, and I heard the topic. And my story is similar to Katie's. My wife, Linda, passed on December 20th after fighting a disease called FTD, frontal temporal dementia. I decided that I would not send her anywhere, so I became the caregiver. And the past 6 years, we kept her at home, and I did pretty much everything I could do. And I didn't know it was even possible, but I grew closer to her. She lost her speech. She lost her mobility. And then finally, her ability to eat and to swallow. And as I said, right before Christmas is when she passed. We were married 51 years. Faith was the most important thing in her life. She, many Sundays, talked me into going to church when I probably didn't want to. And when I got there and watched her interact, and she was involved in so many things with RCIA and everything that went on at the church, a number of different things. But I lost my best friend. And as a matter of fact, right now I'm in the car driving down from Ohio down to Tennessee to see the grandkids. And probably the thing we missed the most out of life with Linda was her ability to interact with the grandkids while they were growing up the past 6 or 7 years. We missed a big portion of their lives, and so now they're trying to encourage me to come down and stay with them for a couple weeks, and then my son is actually over in Texas, so hopefully after this I'll get a chance to see him. But it's just a hard time, but I admired her so much. She was the greatest person I ever knew. The cards and the funeral and the calling hours, I can't believe how many people continue to send cards even to today saying what a good person she was. So she's the person I admired most in life.
Wow. Well, Greg, you have contributed to the need for Kleenex here on the program today. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We just really feel privileged on this show, Greg, to be able to enter deeply into the lives of you and our other Take Two family listeners. We hope that you'll become a regular listener. I just am marveling at the kind of person you described Linda to be. You were her caregiver. I love the fact you said you wanted to be the one to do that. It can be so taxing. It can take everything out of you. But you mentioned some really wonderful things. You grew closer to her, and I have no doubt that your love grew for her. And let's face it, the dying process is not a pretty thing sometimes. And yet, you look at the person and you just see something. I think, Debbie, from the inside, you see people more for their inner beauty and mm-hmm. all the love they've given you and the great blessings that you've experienced with them. So I know you've added Linda to the prayer book already.
Absolutely. And your entire family, Greg. And, I know this may be a simple way of looking at things, but this is just the way I grasp the way God does things. This is just how my mind works. But as you were speaking, Greg, and you mentioned Katie and the loss of Steve, her husband, and now the loss of Linda, I just can picture, Linda and Steve listening to this broadcast, smiling and saying, keep going, guys, keep going. Look what's going to be waiting for you. There is that prize at the end of this journey. And Linda tapped into it. Steve tapped into it coming into the church. I just, there's a feast waiting for all of us. And it sounds like Linda really captured so much of it here on this side of the veil. And so, thank God she had her demeanor and her disposition, because it impacted you, Greg, and now it's going to impact your family. So she left her mark. She left her mark, and she waits, and she waits for everyone to come home to the Lord when God calls them home. And of course we miss, and the loss is painful, absolutely. But there is hope, and there is something to look forward to. And Greg, I don't think there was any accident that you that you tuned in and you called in. There's a reason. And I hope and pray maybe you'll let the kids and grandkids hear this broadcast, because I think it is what a beautiful tribute you paid to your beautiful wife, Linda. Anything else you wanted to share with us?
No, you said it all. I just think that something made me change the channel from the Catholic channel over to yours, and I'll be a listener from now on. And
good.
It was just a moment of time while I make my drive.
Yeah. Well, beautiful. We prayed for a safe drive to go see the family, so we prayed for that. I put that in the book. Yeah, we put Linda in the book, and we pray round the clock, Greg. So if there's anything going on in your life, anything ups and downs, anything happening from this point forward, let us know, and we'll pray, okay?
Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're very welcome. Thanks for making the time. Safe driving there. Have a wonderful time with your kids and grandkids. Yeah, I'm so happy, Debbie, that he's now being able to do these things. You got to say the things and do the things, And so we'll be praying for Greg to have much peace in his heart. It's been, I guess, as he described, a little over a year since he lost Linda. But the beautiful thing is the Take Two family will be praying for her as well as Steve and all of his family and intentions. I just love mm-hmm. that.
Now, see, I had written down just December 2024, so you saw an earlier date?
It was December 20th of 2024, according to the
so that
the
was
just over a year ago. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
A couple months ago.
What am I thinking?
You were in the hospital. I think you lost track of time. Seriously.
I still have a little bit of that fog, that brain fog from the month I spent in the hospital.
Yeah. No, I saw that because I wrote that down in the prayer book. I wanted to make sure. But Jerry, it doesn't make the pain of loss any easier to say this, but it's the truth. Yeah. It's the truth. Linda and Steve, they're alive more now in Christ than they ever were walking this earth, right?
Yeah.
And so we have to remember that. Otherwise, we're all going to be clinging to this world and never wanting to leave what we know and what we are familiar with. So mm-hmm. we have to believe in a bigger ending, a bigger picture for all of eternity. And so I hold on to that all the time. I think about it all the time with friends and family members that have passed, that if I get too caught up in the loss of what I'm feeling, then I miss the bigger picture. Do you ever contemplate that?
I do, yeah. As a matter of fact, I pray for, you know, my deceased loved ones, you know, my dear friend Harvey that I was a caregiver for, and my sister Mush, I call her Mush, Mary Usher, they nicknamed her Mush in high school, and my mom and my dad. I pray first and foremost for them, but also to them for their intercession. But as I do that, you know, I do think about how much they meant to me, you know, and it always, I think, brings up a few maybe thoughts of, well, gee, I should have, you know, reached out more. I should have, you know, done this or that. But like you say, I think God gives us the experiences that we have with our loved ones so that we can hold on to those, and really they can buoy us a little bit and support mm-hmm. us once loved ones are gone. Right. Yeah, I agree with you completely.
Right. So we've got some YouTube comments from Timoteo and Oscar. Would you like to share?
Yeah, let me give that phone number out first. We're talking today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie about someone you admire. Who's the person you would like to put out there for the world to hear about? We've had some great examples of that already here on the show today. 833-288-3986. Oscar, watching on YouTube, hello there to Oscar and all of you. He says, I'll tell you about two saints I admire, Blessed Carlo Acutis and Saint Faustina. And of course, the Blessed is soon to be changed to Saint for mm-hmm. Carlo Acutis. What's the date on that, Debbie?
April 27th,
his canonization. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Oscar. And our longtime friend and Take Two family member, Timoteo, says, the individual who I admire, I never knew because he died before I was born. The stories that my grandmother and mother told me about my maternal grandfather, I felt that he would be the one that I would admire. So aww. Thank you, Timoteo and Oscar, for those comments.
I love that. That's just so beautiful. So you have time to call in. So think about it for just about a minute and then start dialing as you're thinking about it and share with the world who that special person is that you absolutely admire, you look up to, and you look at all the traits and the qualities and you say, wow, that person is really, really special. God shines through that person. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-39.
And, you know, it could be someone who is deceased. We've heard from a couple of callers who wanted to say that they really admire their deceased spouses. Could be someone who's living. In any event, you know, just share again with the world. You're going to inspire us. I'll tell you what, Debbie and I and the show team are always really blown away by how well you, you know, come through and participate in the program. And just the depth mm-hmm. of your lives, the depth of your calls, your lived experiences, as we like to say. And as always, you have a chance to touch other lives when you call this program. Because as I mentioned earlier, Debbie, there are people in our lives that we maybe don't stop and think about often enough that, hey, you know, this person really is somebody that I admire. Maybe it's just we sort of take them for granted, or it's sort of a matter of fact thing as we go through life. But I think a show like this is good for us to really stop and take stock of who those people are who we really truly do look up to.
Well, and it's like what our previous callers said, especially Katie, you know, live life, live it like it's the, you know, the last moment that you're here, and really appreciate everyone around you. And that appreciation we try to show each and every weekday with us coming together, you know, the faithful coming together on this platform. So we're so grateful that we have this opportunity. Thank you, EWTN Global Catholic Radio. Before we get to Nicole, Jerry, let me just share about Register Radio. It's Saturday afternoons, 4 p.m. Eastern. Jeanette DeMello and Matthew Bunsen shine the truth of the gospel on the events of the day. Great, great show, Register Radio, yeah, on Saturday.
Okay, as Debbie mentioned, Nicole is in Texas, and she has us tuned in on Guadalupe Radio Network today. Hi, Nicole. Thanks for calling in.
Hi.
Welcome. Glad you joined us.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I'm here.
Sure. Yeah, okay. Yeah, make sure your radio's
down. I hear myself double.
Yeah, make sure your radio's down. We've got a little bit of what they call a broadcast delay there, so go ahead.
Okay, yes. I turned it down now. Mm-hmm.
All right, so who's the person you admire most?
Well, who is I enjoy that was in my life, was so wonderful, was my best friend. Her name was Terry. Teresa Shepherd. She's no longer here with us. She, you know, she lived till the age of 39. Hmm. And we were like a couple of years apart. I'm 54 now, or will be 54 next month. But, yeah, she died at 39. And she was really, she worked hard. She was a hard, got her grades together. She was just a wonderful person. Mm-hmm. And also her sister. I think both of them passed from cancer, breast cancer. Oh. But, I'll always, you know, I'm very thankful that she's in my life. We were supposed to be like my parents. My mom had her best friend. They got older and they lived across the street from each other. Mm-hmm. And we used to say the same thing, that we were going to do the same thing when we were in high school. And we'd say, oh, well, what we're going to do is when we get older, we're going to like live right across the street from each other.
Right, right.
And have our wonderful life. So, but we didn't get to do that. But I am so thankful for her being in my life.
You know, 39 years old, if you were to, you know, you shared it with the world today, but when you share that in a conversation with people, the immediate thought is, oh my goodness, that's just way too young to be called home. And it makes me think of what Oscar said about admiring Blessed Carlo Acutis. I mean, 15 years old, the good Lord said, you're done, you know, you're coming home. And we don't know when we're going to be called home, but one of the things that I think a lot of people always worry about when they're younger and there's a possibility that they could pass through cancer or something of that nature, they think, am I going to be remembered? You know, am I going to be remembered? I had just lived a brief life here. And Nicole, what you did for Terry, your friend, Teresa, you know, how beautiful is that? You're keeping, you know, the memory of her alive. You're keeping it going. You're telling the story. You're sharing. And the story continues. That's the beauty of us. Like St. Thomas Aquinas said, we came from God. We're traveling back to God. It's all part of the journey. And I love that you're doing that and honoring your best friend, Nicole. And I put everybody in the book just to let you know. Jerry, do you have any comments on that?
I can't really add to what Debbie just said, Nicole. It sounds like I think Debbie kind of was spot on there. And 39 is too young. My sister died at 57. But Debbie, you mentioned Carlo Acutis, 15 years of age. But look, you know, he used those 15 years to become a saint. So God always, I guess, gives us the time necessary that we need, you know, to accomplish mm-hmm. his purpose and his plan on this earth. Nicole, did you want to add anything else about Terry?
Yeah, she was just the best thing that, one of the things that kept, you know, she, there's not many people that you meet in the world that, I mean, some people have these multiple people that they can help to inspire them to, hey, they push them to go, do this, do that. But I didn't have too many of those. And also I was kind of like kind of stayed to myself somewhat, but she kept, come on, Jocelyn, let's get this. My name is Jocelyn Nicole, but come on, Jocelyn, let's get this done. Let's get this. Or we would also like do little competitions so we can push ourselves to go further. And so, yeah, I just really admired her, and I just wish that she was still here. And her sister had passed also. Mm-hmm. Her name was Talisha. They both passed okay. cancer, but she passed at 43.
Oh,
so
my.
they both had breast cancer. So. But yeah, it was a blessing for them both to be in my life, but especially my best friend, so Terry.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, we're sorry for your loss, but we've got them in the prayer book, and so in prayers we keep it all going and keep the story going. And so we thank you, Nicole, for giving us a chance to come into your life and share about your wonderful best friend, Terry. Thank you. God bless
you.
Yeah, amen. Wow. Yeah, great program here. We're very inspired here, kind of moved, you know.
Very emotional, yes.
Yeah, we don't hide the emotions on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. We, you know, because we're a family, the Take Two family, and we share the good, the bad, the ugly, the highs, the lows, as mm-hmm. Debbie was saying earlier in the program. And today, it's going a little bit of that direction, but not necessarily. Maybe there's someone still living that you would like to call us and tell us you admire. 833-288-3986. Still time to get you on the program, as we will do with James, who is in Pensacola, Florida, listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hey, James, I understand you had some snow there.
Hey, Debbie and Jerry.
How you doing?
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Great.
We're down here in the snow in Pensacola, Florida.
Wow. Yeah. Are you making snow angels there?
Well, I mean, it's not snowing now, but it was yesterday afternoon.
Gotcha. Wow. Well, tell us, James.
And we have about 8 inches.
Oh, my goodness. That's a lot. So tell us, who do you admire?
I admire my sister, Debbie. I mean, she's still alive and she's well, and she helps us so much. My wife and I both. My wife's name is Judy, and we kind of depend on her. You know, she's like a caregiver to us because I'm visually impaired and my wife is totally blind, and she uses a walker and she uses a transport chair. And she usually takes us to doctor's appointments and places we need to go. And so I just wanted to admire her today because she's done so much for us.
Yeah, well, praise God, you know, and James, this just fits, you know, the description of what we were talking about on this show all throughout the whole episode here about God placing people in our lives. In your case, you know, your wife, your wonderful wife, Judy, your sister, Debbie. And God bless her for being there for you. You and your wife sound like you're dealing with, you know, some, you know, handicap types of issues. And, you know, for God to put, you know, Debbie there for you. And what a great name, huh, Debbie?
Yeah. Well, James, I have to ask you, is she a younger sister or older sister? I'm just curious.
She's a younger sister. She's last June. She turned 70 years old last June, and I'm 3 years older than her, so I'm about 73, soon to be 74.
Okay, so obviously she looked up to you, James, when she was growing up, and now you get to look up to her. I think that is so beautiful in families. Have you ever thought of that? Yeah.
No, I never thought about that, but that's a good way to look at it, Debbie.
Yeah, I love that. I think that because I have a big brother, and I've always thought about that. You know, he was always the protector, my big brother, right? So I'm sure she thought that when she was growing up, and now she gets to show her heart for you. And I think that's beautiful. I put everybody in the prayer book, James, and just know that when you're listening to Take Two, I've been going through some pretty serious eye issues this past year, and so I can tell you extra prayers. For you guys, okay?
And thank you, Debbie.
Yeah, thank you, James, for taking time to call in. Yeah, God bless you, Debbie, for that. I know you're, you know, going through a lot and offering what you're going through for many intentions, including the Take-Two family. And I want to mention, too, as well, you know, I had a lot of, hours in the hospital there when I was there for recently for a month. And the Take-Two family was, really on my heart, Deb. You know, I missed the show for the first semester here at the seminary. I knew I was going to be coming back. We got a little bit pushed back on my return date because I was not discharged, when I was first expected to be. But just want the Take-Two family to know that we take this whole prayer thing very seriously.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the world, there's a lot of joys, a lot of highs in life, but a lot of people going through a lot. And so please be assured that we keep you all in our prayers. And I just want to, I know we didn't plan this, Deb, but I want to ask a special favor of the Take-Two family for your second surgery coming up. I know you're counting on relying on prayers a lot for that, but this is it's a bit of a, you know, a interesting time for you, maybe a little bit scary, but also the potential, you know, for the help that you're going to get out of this, God willing, is going to be just some really great blessings. That's what we're going to pray for.
You know, it's so interesting since we're getting so emotional here. Let me share something. So the first surgery, when I was getting ready to go into the operating section of the clinic there, I actually did have that wave of a little bit of nerves going through me. And I actually did think of the Take-Two family. And I said, you guys got me covered in prayer. I know it. Mm-hmm. I just know it. So we do. You're right, Jerry. We take it very seriously. And we have been for 9.5 years. And boy, oh boy, have we seen miracles, haven't we, Jerry? We've had so many praise reports.
No, we have. Yeah, keep them coming. That's why we do regular shows on miracles and guardian angels and mm-hmm. the incredible things that God not only has done in our lives, but I think we need to be expectant that God is still doing those kinds of things for us. So no matter what you're going through, Take-Two family, be hopeful, especially in this Jubilee Year of Hope. Make sure that you get an opportunity to go to a church that's been designated as a Jubilee Church and gain some indulgences for yourself, for other people, for the souls in purgatory, for your deceased loved ones. So, you know, it just keeps us all connected, you know, the spiritual bond that we share. So thank you, Take-Two family.
Yes, absolutely. So tomorrow, Jerry's got the show, so you got to call in because he's asking the question, who is the oldest person you know, and to what do you attribute their longevity? That's tomorrow's show. I'll be in surgery. Thanks for the prayers. Jerry, it's going to be an awesome show. I'll be listening, definitely, probably on the car ride. And we want to thank the show team, Michael, Rich, Matt. Great job. Thank you to the affiliates that carry the program. Until tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you real soon.